Great way to start the day.
Yes. I choked on my own sputum.
Ew.
Jesus Christ. Did you ever have one of those days, Lovies, when you just want to swallow the pills, if you know what I mean? And I don't know why today is one of those days, but it's one of those days. But my lovies, it is your Auntie Vera Charles. That would be me.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And I am here back again along with my conscience.
That would be me.
Yes, indeed. As we join together with you, my lovies, for more fun and frivolity as we frolic through lovey land, sucking spiritual enlightenment, sir, oh, fuck it.
I would say that it's time to shut it down.
Lovies, I tried to say it once and actually stopped recording and started it over to say it right, and I said it wrong again. So apparently my little brain is telling me it's not funny. Don't bother. So we'll just move forward.
I think it's best.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, fuck it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 306 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 7th of April, 2009. And y'all, coming up on today's show, never has there been so much fat huddled around a snowflake microphone in the Fat Cave as there is today. Yes, that's right, and Archer's not even here. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty's got a big old surprise for you today. Because, y'all, we're going to do something we hadn't done in a long time. And that is an episode of The Gays. Hi, everyone. We have got four fat people sitting around the table today, and we have with us the patron saint of the BFO, that is Mr. Tim Cormall. Say hey, Tim.
Hello.
And we have the one and only, it's Rockwaters Rojo.
Hi, gang.
And then there's just some other fat thing sitting here. It is Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's Vader,
V-A-D-E-R. Oh, Lord. Hello, everyone.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Hi, everyone. Are we having fun in Chucktown this weekend?
Loads.
Oh, loads of fun. Loads of fun. But it is starting to rain.
Is it raining out there now?
Yeah, we got our camisoles wet just coming in here.
Now, y'all, they have been to church.
We have.
And by to church, I do not mean they've been on their knees at the Patrick's Pub.
Right.
That may have been last night.
That may have been.
Okay. Woo. And that may be next, right?
Because there wasn't nobody there but Big Fatty and his horror friends.
Well, but the drag show was horrifying. Y'all, I'm telling you, Patrick's Pub has turned from the gay bar into the freak show.
Freak show.
Yes.
Wait, is it not the freak show?
Like yes, that? It is.
Right.
Oh.
I did not know that Auntie Vera was on the 60 Minutes tonight with a stocking cap on. Y'all need to go over to CBS.com. I'm sure you can see that report. There's Vera with a stocking cap on.
That's it.
And y'all, you just heard the brand new sound bumper for the first mention of Vera. What did you think of that?
I thought it was fabulous. And you know, actually, I noticed when we walked into the Fat Cave.
Uh-huh.
By the way, it doesn't smell nearly as bad in here as I thought it would.
It does not nearly as gassy. Y'all, it was gassy earlier, and it almost drove me up.
You must have opened the windows or something.
Right.
Honey.
He has a good cross ventilation.
Yes. Right.
That's
it. But when we walked in the lobby, there was Auntie Vera on the wall.
Oh, really? What do
she
you mean?
Was.
Oh.
Did you get a picture of it?
I'm going to. When
oh,
we
well, then, y'all, there'll be show art on Tim's website.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that hag's picture on mine.
I mean, that was imported. Clearly, she was carved in another country.
Thank God.
Right. So that's...
And clearly you're proud to have her hanging in your lobby.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't tell you how I feel.
Hanging is the key word.
Right. Right. As she should be. Take the pills, Vera. Take the pills. Okay.
You are just bumping the
table. I am bumping and bumping tonight.
Well, he's so fast.
I'm sorry. I got confused in the middle of Mass. I couldn't decide if it was the dating game or Mass.
Bum, bum, bum,
right.
Bum, bum. It was the good. Dating game?
Well, because there was this hot blonde in front of us.
Oh. And his butt just kept being like right in front of my face.
Oh, there was a presenting.
There was.
Okay. It was jutting out.
He was fanning himself with his palms.
Lord. Well, now, were there altar boys involved in this?
Yes.
Yeah, there were, actually.
Well, of course there were. It is the Catholic Church, right? Yeah. Hello.
There were lots of red dresses being worn by the officiating priests.
So. Oh, yes, well, you know, the Catholic Church loves a dress, a camisole, a caftan.
That's
a
caftan.
It really is a caftan.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, Ron, what's been your the most exciting part of the weekend for you? Other than visiting the Fat Cave, of course.
Oh, well, besides that, it would be sitting next to the fat one at the Sorted Lives.
Ah!
And listening to the commentary.
there was some commentary.
Now we have not heard the Monday episode as of this recording.
Right.
So did you talk about that?
I didn't talk a whole lot about it. I just mentioned that we went to it. So
y'all, horrifying.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah. Anyway, so well, Tim, you were the one that wanted to go see this.
Well, I did want to see it, but I.
It was no Biloxi Blue.
It was
No. Big Fatty can cast some cute boys in the Biloxi Blue.
Oh. In their underpants.
Underpants.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering when the narrator was going to get into his underpants. Is it Ty? Yeah.
Yes.
Sorted Lies. Yes. I was just waiting for the underpants scene, but then I realized Big Fatty didn't direct it.
Yes. Right. Hello. Big Fatty got him in their underpants. All right, take those shirts off now.
Yeah, there was random junk, but you wouldn't want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a few close calls with the junk, and I was like, no.
Now, I was looking at the program today. Who was Earl?
Earl? That was Brother Boy.
Brother Boy.
Yeah. Is that his... Oh, that's his
real name.
His real name.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
I was thinking, I don't remember another male character in
now
the show.
Now, we are talking about the Sorted Lives.
Right.
If you've seen the movie or the TV series, at the football players
down at 20 Queen Street.
They just did the Sorted Lives. And you know, if you've seen the movie...
You will be disappointed.
You would be extremely
disappointed. Well, it's closed
now. It closed this afternoon.
Oh, did it?
This afternoon.
Yes, it did.
Thank God.
Yes, it did.
Yes, thank God.
So, yeah.
Womp, womp. Yeah. Sorry, Trucker Alex, we didn't see you there.
Yeah, but let me tell you, it was gay central there for the audience y'all last night.
That was the porn star.
Ooh, and then did y'all...
There was a porn star there.
There was a porn star there.
Right.
Yes. And then did y'all see, when we were walking down King Street today, the cute blonde that had been sitting next to me at the show?
No.
He was like...
There was nobody fucking sitting next to you.
And by sitting, he means...
Y'all, this fat thing had two open seats next to him so he could... sprawl out.
And it was fabulous. Thank you very much.
Y'all, there were some fat women in there, too. Dear God.
That's what they said about you, too, Big
Daddy. That's the commentary that Ron really heard as they would walk by me. I'd go, I really did.
Well, the best part I assume the footlight is sustained by... like
fat people.
Well, that I know. But season ticket holders.
Right.
Who were mostly these little old women and men who came to that show, and I don't think they knew what to expect. Well, especially the one sitting behind us. Behind Tim and I.
Is that Granny? I can't see.
No. Oh, no. No, don't do it.
Oh, Lord.
There was commentary the whole way through.
I didn't hear that. I was too busy offering my own commentary.
Right.
Are you
entertaining
sure it wasn't
too.
Me?
Okay. No, well, it could have been.
It could have been.
Okay.
So, y'all, we went to the Apple store. I mentioned that you picked up a little something for your birthday while you were at the Apple store.
It was so nice of Big Fatty to buy me an Apple TV.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
And I told him that I picked up your meal on Friday night.
I know. And
that's
And by him buying me, it means I pulled out my credit card.
Right.
Right.
Well, what else would it mean?
Hey, you got him to walk like 7 city blocks to the Apple store.
What more could you ask for?
I did not ask. He said, I'm walking to the Apple Snack store. And I immediately typed into Twitter, Oh my God, big fatties!
Y'all,
walking.
I have been to several meals with all of these iPhone people. Y'all, they cannot live without the fucking iPhone. Is all I got to say. It's like,
well, that's because we're talking about you.
Ron
that's
is right. The only one who has been able to keep his iPhone in his pocket
until you turned your back.
Well, right.
Just this weekend, but we've been known to carry on conversations at home with Mr. Vader.
Right.
And we're from the iPhone, right. And Tim's in another room, I'm in another room, and Mr. Vader is in South Carolina. Yeah. So
that's what Twitter is for.
Exactly.
I don't use the Twitty. Do I have to use it if I get an iPhone?
Yes. Okay. Anyway.
But we've had a good weekend. Now, on the LFCV2, which is my show.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know, I looked for that in iTunes. I couldn't find it.
That makes two of us. Oh, that's okay. Amazing. Okay. We talked about dinner on Friday night.
Oh, you posted a show.
Well, no, we recorded it.
And by posted a show, he means no.
By the time they hear this, it will be posted.
Uh-huh, sure.
Maybe. but what we haven't talked about is lunch today, or brunch.
Yes.
At the Root of John, which you said was closed.
I didn't. Did I say that?
It's not true.
I just said the chef
lies.
Died.
Lies.
It was vicious rumors.
It was sordid lies.
But it was good. Y'all, Big Fatty had some bacon.
Y'all, I told him on Monday's show, it was the best bacon I've had in a long time.
Oh. Really and I got was. A great picture of him with his bacon.
Too. Y'all, and I tried to offer Tim some of my bacon and my ham and cheese omelet. He acted like he didn't like it or something. So.
Well, I didn't. But
anyway.
But I did take a picture of you, like, shoving that big old piece of bacon in your mouth.
It was a family reunion.
Yeah, right. That's true.
That's true.
Anyway. Mr. Vader, you just remain silent during all of this, okay? Tell us what it's like to stay at the Vader family condo.
The compound?
Compound. I'm sorry.
The compound. This is just like the Kennedys in Hyannisport.
They've really gone down. Ever since Rose died. Did she die?
Yes, she did.
Okay, Rose is dead and the place has gone to hell.
Yes.
Dead or alive.
I hear that there are varmints all over the place.
Well, there are a couple of kitties who like lots of tummy rubs.
This is true.
And I understand there was an incident this morning.
There was.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I was on the laptop in the living room playing with Mr. Vader's Apple TV.
Oh.
And finally saying, I'm going to get me one of these. And all of a sudden there was a crash boom upstairs.
Oh, no, I didn't know about this.
What?
It was you, fat ass.
I thought you meant I was still asleep. Y'all, they were...
I said, oh, Lord, I've said on the Twitter, there's been an incident.
Right.
We heard our Lord from upstairs.
No, you heard Dear Gussie.
Dear Gussie. Oh, Lord. Now, I will say this much, it is fabulous, but when Mr. Vader came to D.C., the moment that he arrived in D.C., I said, get in the car. We are going to the Costco to buy the groceries because I did not get time to do that before. When we show up, I open the refrigerator. There's a stick of butter.
But have you needed anything out of the refrigerator?
Well, no, because we've gone out to eat.
Exactly. That's
because there's nothing in the refrigerator.
Well, thank God you hadn't needed it. Well, I mean, if he was out of lube, you were okay because there was a stick of butter. So
well,
right. That, yeah. Was there a birthday happy for you?
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
There was buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
Yes.
Is that what we're calling it nowadays?
Okay. I will let you know that there was a tour of the horror room here at the Fat Cat.
Oh! Now you've had a chance to tour the Fat Cave here. What is other than they walked in and they said, "Oh my God, it's so big." I said, "Thank you." And then I realized they were talking about the Fat Cave.
No, okay. I realized we were talking about the television. Y'all, this TV is huge.
I'm getting a little nauseous sitting right here.
It's like sitting in front of a movie theater.
It is. Big Fatty's a size queen.
I am. Oh, Lord. That is.
Oh, are you?
No, she is.
TV.
Do we have to watch the cancer patients while we're recording?
So.
Oh, Lord. But I will say, we walked into what do you call that?
The sling room?
The dungeon?
The sling room.
The sling room.
The suite.
Y'all, Big Fatty has a roll of paper towels up on the sling, just handy.
You have got to be prepared for
Anything.
Anything, exactly.
Not believing at anything.
Please. And I will say, it's about time for a new roll of paper towels.
Well, I've been to the Sam's Club. I've got the multi-pack.
I'm sure that you do.
So, anyway.
He did not need a new roll from me. I will say
Right.
I just walked in and noticed, oh, your paper towel roll is almost empty.
Now, do you think Miss Wes is going to be comfortable in the sling there?
Oh, I think she'll love it. You know, the whole thing that the pillowcases and the towels match. Yes. I love that.
In the sling room, y'all.
Yes.
Pillowcases and towels are matching.
And there's and there's a television up on the bookshelf that she can look up at. You know,
Yes.
Right.
She wants to watch a little television.
Right. The cancer patient.
Right.
Yes.
No, it's only a monitor to play. Like if you had a DVD you wanted to play.
Oh, okay.
So you mean like Wally or...
You couldn't get the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric on that.
Well, if you knew what you were doing, you could. Okay.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. Speaking of that, you've got to show me how to do the thing on the GoDaddy before we get out of here.
Oh, all right.
The thing, you know.
We're going for beverages.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. Are you going to get dressed first?
Yes.
Okay.
Just checking. Y'all, I have...
Because she is sitting here in a camisole.
And I'm a little gassy. But by the way, if y'all are going to eat supper, I am not eating because I am... Y'all, I've eaten so much this weekend, I feel like Mr. Vader. So, speaking of that, Tim, you did a little video tour.
I did.
The Fat Cave.
I will not have time to put that together till I get home tomorrow.
Right, but you will that be on Tim Calling Ambulance?
It will be.
Okay.
It will be. And there was, we do have the quote of the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Well,
there are two now.
There are a couple
of quotes of the weekend. Would you like to reveal? Well, one of them, why don't you tell one of them and you tell the other one?
Well...
Doesn't that make for great podcasting? Yeah. I pointed to them and said,
you tell one and you tell the other.
I'll tell the first one.
Of course you will, because I can't remember the second the first one.
Okay, well, you tell... I don't remember what the second one was.
I've got it.
The first one is... We were playing with the Apple TV, and so I went to search for "There are some who call me Tim," and so we put in... Tim Call an Ambulance, really. We started typing it in, and what came up was, "Tim Call an Ambulance," and then, "There are Jews in Alabama." Tim Call an Ambulance. There are Jews in Alabama.
Right. And so a shout out to Ryan Starr Jones for that.
That's right. He was at Patrick's Pub last night. Did you see him?
I did not see him.
I did.
Okay. Was he one with the tiara on?
He did have a tiara on.
Oh, that was Princess Fat.
That was Princess... Oh, gosh.
Oops.
Okay.
Sorry, I get confused easily.
Okay. What was the second quote of the weekend?
The second quote of the weekend was, "Let it never be forgot that big fatty shat a lot."
Shat a lot. Shat a lot. In fact, that's going to be... It can't be the title of today's show because, you know, it's a gays episode. So it has to be the gays fat group.
Yes.
Maybe the gays shat a lot.
What about fat book?
I'm not on the fat book.
Okay.
But you are on the grinder, by the way.
I am, y'all. Yes. Trucker Alex is on the grinder also. He looks hot.
I know. I was like, Tim, is that really what he looks like?
Which, of course, we know means that's not Trucker Alex.
I know. I was about to drive to Columbia. What are y'all talking about?
So
my Honda does not sound like that.
Right. So I got on the grinder and I went to Big Fatty's profile and I just typed in, "You are fat."
Right. I've responded to that.
Oh, did you? I have to check.
I've got a new message.
Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, we're about out of time, so tell everybody about Tim Calling Ambulance.
TimCormel.com. That's as simple as it.
Ron, what do you want to plug other than Tim?
Big Fatty and Miss Vader.
Oh, gosh. Tim, get a vomit bag. Okay,
no. I'll get the roll of paper towels.
Okay.
Sling room. Basket.
And how about you, Mr. Vader? Do you want to say anything?
You can go listen to the LFCV2 at lfcv2.mevio.com.
Oh, that's that same place that the Sea Hag is at.
It is.
Mevio. What is that? Is that for cheap asses or something like that? Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. There's been some sort of messaging, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all, speaking of the Sea Hag, all that we're going to have to say about the Sea Hag is...
Oh, fuck it.
can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.